This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Amazon has announced plans to build a new fulfillment center in Loveland. The company expects it will need up to 1,000 new employees to run the facility. City officials say the deal has been in the works for over a year, and they say no financial incentives were included in the agreement. Amazon says it has created more than 20,000 jobs in Colorado since 2010. Meanwhile, Denver's city council has approved $1 million in incentives to entice Pepsi to build a new bottling plant there. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
The new plant near DIA will replace Pepsi's old facility in downtown Denver in the River North Art District, which has morphed in recent years from an industrial hub to a place for offices, apartments, and restaurants. The incentive package will be paid out when Pepsi meets goals such as employing at least 350 people at the facility. Councilwoman Candy C. DeBaca was the only council member to vote against the package, arguing Pepsi doesn't need the money. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
First Lady Jill Biden will spend 2 days in Denver later this week. Biden is scheduled to appear at a political fundraising event Friday afternoon. She'll then speak at Community College of Denver on Saturday as part of the White House's Latino Economic Summit. The First Lady will wrap up her trip that evening at a gala event in Denver. Right now in Denver, it's 38 degrees with snow in the area. In Boulder, it's 45 degrees and partly sunny. This is CPR News and KRCC.